grab your passports and raise your glasses, because it's time to embark on a spirited journey around the world with Boozed Up Brits Abroad. We're your hosts, Steph
and Sam,
and we're thrilled to welcome you to our podcast. Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Boozed Up Brits Abroad. This week, seeing as we now have our producer back, fresh off his engagement, we figured we'd do France so that we can have a bit of champagne to celebrate the engagement.
Oh, this one's
going to
sound nice.
So.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah.
Don't put all in roof.
Na, na, na. Taking my time to get the little thing off. Okay. Oh, I nearly broke my nail.
Oh, you didn't even fire it.
How did that sound in the headphones?
I got a fright from it happening in real life, then a fright from the feedback that came through the headphones, so I was like, ah!
Okay, so...
Lab Mum.
Yeah, so we're drinking GH Mum champagne from the Champagne region.
Is that how you actually say it?
No.
GH Mum.
Oh, GH Mum, yeah. But you don't say champagne.
Champagne?
No. And if Aiden or Ali would like to join the celebration, there are two.
That was my chair.
Sure.
Aiden farted.
And blamed it on his chair.
Out of my sphincter.
It'd be weird if it came from anywhere else.
Yeah, you guys have got the plastic ones?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't either.
No, we have plastic champagne flutes because when we first moved into our house, we have a concrete floor. When we first moved in, the amount of glasses that were broken from people drinking and smashing glasses by knocking them over...
Not ideal.
...was...
Record amounts.
Yes. Crazy. I'm not pouring these very well.
Bubbly. Le bubbly.
Should be pouring it like that.
On angles.
Yeah, you pour on an angle so you don't get as much...
Head.
Yeah.
No wrong with a bit of head.
So?
It's almost a bottle.
Cheers, guys. Congrats.
Thank you. Yeah, cheers.
Chin, chin.
Oh, what's it in France? French? And French.
A votre santé.
A votre santé.
You don't have to sound Russian when you say it.
Putin would be proud.
Yeah. Can you hold?
Holding.
Careful of your other paw. Yeah, santé. Thank you.
Shout out to Mum. Not my mum, but Mum. But no, I do love you too, Mum. But Mum, yeah.
But no. This is my favourite champagne.
Is it?
Sam doesn't like champagne. Sam is going to hate this episode as well. Because we are in France. So we are drinking... wine. you could make yours a Cœur Royal. Which, if you go put some of the cherry in it... Are you just trying for anyone just listening, he is trying to just neck his champagne.
You can't, can you? Oh, shit.
No.
Oh, it's so bad. That'll pop balls on your hair, that's... Oh.
You're used to drinking it with orange juice, aren't you?
Yeah, it's good with orange juice. Put it with orange juice, fuck, it's yum.
A mimosa.
Mimosa.
Yeah. Because we normally do, like, champagne for special occasions.
I normally just don't drink it.
When I say we, I mean my family, which you are part of now.
Hey, now, just now.
Well, since we got married, yes.
So. Lucky. I'd have forgotten.
I know. Oh, is the snoring loud today?
Nah,
can't
even
snoring today.
Okay.
Not yet.
She's quite far back on the seat.
Thunder pause for all the snores.
When she's got her head really hungover, then she's loud.
It's when she's like falls asleep with her neck hanging off.
Mm.
But she's not asleep because her eyes are open and she's just snoring like...
Yeah, she's very loud.
Yeah. But that's my daughter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we always get you orange juice, don't we?
Yep. Orange juice, bacon butty.
What, I feel like you're just thinking of Christmas.
That is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Not far away, though.
No.
Don't mind Christmas nowadays.
Now that you're with me, because I buy you presents.
Yeah.
You do get some pretty good presents from me.
Fuck yeah. What did I get last year?
Honestly, can't remember.
Was it VR last year, or was that the year before?
No, we went away, so we didn't get each other presents.
No, we still got each other stuff. Or was it me got you something and you didn't get me anything?
No, you didn't get me anything. We didn't. We didn't get each other anything.
Wait, oh, no, we were overseas, weren't we?
Yeah. That was our present to each other, was our holiday.
Bullshit present, really.
Was it?
It was, like, fucking, what's it called? Honeymoon.
Yeah.
That doesn't count as a present.
It was fucking expensive.
It fucking was.
But, yeah. No, I think, did I get you VR for your birthday?
Year before. Clang. I made the noise for you. Ooh.
They don't clink well, do they, when they're plastic?
No. It's like a muted...
Yeah. But they're quite nice, though, considering they're plastic.
They are really nice. You can't tell that it's plastic.
Yeah, until you hold it, yeah, but... Are you ready for a top-up? Oh, you're making it like I've got to down my drinks now.
No, take your time.
So, this is actually quite French of us to be drinking champagne to start.
Is that how they start?
So, they have like an aperitif before dinner.
I've got aperitif, I don't have many. Ayo.
Yeah, you've only got a pair.
Yeah, I've only got a pair, I don't have many teeth left. Sad. Hurt my feelings.
So... yeah, so they start with an aperitif, and then they have dinner, and then they end with a digestive.
Like a biscuit?
Yeah.
Like a digestive biscuit?
I don't know. I probably said that really badly.
If they've got chocolate digestive. On them, I don't mind. Le.
Digestive.
Le. Digestive.
But, so like a cognac is a digestive biscuit.
And like a dessert?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about something like for gas problems. Like
no, I got quickies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so like, so you end on like a cognac or a herbal liqueur, and it's meant to help aid with digestion.
It's good.
It's supposed to help with digestion.
Mm.
Oh, like settle your food. Oh.
Yeah. And wine is the main course.
Do they eat?
Mm. So, drinking is always paired with food.
Not food paired with drinking. Nah, because when you're drinking, you eat too much. You sort of stop drinking, don't you?
Yeah, well, that's what the French have a good relationship with drinking. They...
Fair.
Yeah. They don't have the issues that the rest of the world have.
Le France. They don't have the issues in France that the rest of the world have.
I mean, I'm sure they do. But they don't have the same, like,
yeah.
Binge drinking culture.
They're more upper class.
It is actually called lead digestive. Lead is the first bit of digestive.
Some might say I'm part French.
Some might say fuck off.
Yeah. But I'm not.
Digestive.
I feel like digest off is not.
How it's pronounced on the Google. Digest off.
You know you can tap it and it'll play
stuff.
It.
Oh.
Yep, you fucked up there.
Digestive.
Producer, I never said I was a good one.
No. Gotta give him that.
Yeah, so. That champagne was really good.
Debatable. Very debatable.
I think out of what we get in New Zealand, that has to be the top champagne.
Yeah.
Unless you want to spend like $20,000 on a champagne.
$20,000. So, yeah, the champagnes that I drink that we've got over here that are easy to get are GH Mum, Tattinger, and Verve Clicquot. But, yeah, that's the one I always get. Because around Christmas time, that one will always be on special as well.
Yeah, isn't it?
Mm. Drops like $20 a bottle.
Really?
Drops by $20 a bottle.
Oh, I was going to say.
Where did we go?
It's like still like $50
a bottle. We were on the piss in Auckland or Wellington or something, and it was like $60, wasn't it? At the bar. Like, you could buy the bottle for like
$60.
Yeah,
they had like a promotion.
Yeah, and we were like, fuck it, bring those bad boys over, bro. I'm hammered. Keep them coming.
Normally mark up like crazy.
Like 100 and some bucks, bro, yeah. And I can't remember, it must have been Wellies or Auckland. Might have even been Queen. No, it wouldn't have been Queenstown.
No.
Yeah, and it was like $60 a bottle, so we got a couple of bottles, didn't we?
Yeah. And that was...
Didn't remember that night.
Yeah, wine fucks you up, eh?
Fuck it, like proper fucks me. Every time we go to a vineyard, oh, we'll go wine tasting. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a fucking good day. 2 hours later, like, fucking love wine. Wine is just... It's just shocking because we end up leaving with loads of bottles of random shit. We've still got a bottle in the fridge of that sweet wine that I really
liked. Oh, dessert wine, yeah.
Oh, dessert wine.
Yeah.
Suck eggs, it's fucking amazing.
We bought 3 bottles at our last vineyard.
Yeah.
last week.
Yeah, you go to like 4 vineyards and you're like, nah, I won't buy anything. You get to the last one and you're like... All the wine, please. Like,
I've got to buy at least 4.
They had a point to prove, so they kept the last vineyard to the last one.
Yeah.
And they're like, as soon as we tried the dessert wine, I took a sip. I was like, I'm going to have a bottle. Babe, do you want a bottle?
Yep. It's so sweet.
Have a couple of bottles.
It's so sweet, but I just fucking loved it. I was like, I could drink that all day. I'm like, yeah, and you get diabetes.
Diabetes.
Diabetes. You have more? Go on, then, top us up. I might as well crack on, don't I?
That you've downed one glass and you're like, yeah, I like champagne now.
Game on!
Oh, I'm making so much noise.
Sound effects.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be riding tomorrow.
Don't think that's going to happen.
Certainly to Raglan.
Mm. I'll pass this to you and then you guys can just...
It's Saturday, isn't it?
Oh, shit, it is, too.
It is Saturday, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Which makes a change for us because we don't normally record on a Saturday.
Oh, no, it's Tuesday.
At time of recording, it's Saturday.
I was literally sat tattooing today and I went, one more fucking day and I'm done. I get a couple of days off.
You woke up this morning thinking it was Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Is that because I was doing stuff early this morning?
Yeah, probably.
And you thought I was just working.
You're like, babe, time to get up. I'm like, what time is it? It's like 10 to 10. I was like, well, I'm set for 10:15. Fuck off. Turns out it wasn't. It
wasn't.
Nah. You know what time it was set for? 11:15. Good job you woke me up.
Yeah.
Would have been late.
I was trying to get you out to vote. We haven't shut the door so you can hear people.
I was going to vote in the morning. the queue was too long, so I went, fuck that. So I went after work, and there was like 4 or 5 people there. And then I was holding that little card you gave me.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, you have an orange card? And I'm like, yes. Well, it's a piece of paper, but yeah. She goes, you can go straight through. Okay. But then I was busy talking to my mate that I haven't seen in fucking 20 years.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe I seen him. Absolutely brilliant.
Crazy.
Yeah. It's like it was meant to be. It was real weird because I was talking about him the other day.
Were you?
Yeah. And I was like, my mate Brian, because me and him used to work together on everything when I was engineering. And I was like, fuck, I wonder what he's up to nowadays. I haven't seen him. I don't fucking... Because we were great mates. And then I walked in and, like I said, he was looking at me real funny, like, is that him? Because obviously when I was working with him, I had a full head of hair. I was fucking, like, no tattoos over my face and neck. Mm. And then I looked at him and he went... Oh. And I went, Brian! He's like... Pommy! It's like, holy shit.
Also, yeah. Love how you, like, you said, haven't worked with him for, like, 20 years, and I just went along with it, and then...
No, it's, like 17 years.
We're not that old. How old were you when you were engineering?
16.
16. Really?
Yeah.
So you're 53?
Yeah, we are
33. Yeah,
okay.
That's right.
Okay, well, just you engineering at 16 doesn't feel right.
I got a job here in New Zealand, so I studied at Wintec for 6 months, then I got a job at Modern Transport with my apprenticeship engineering straight away. I was 16. Mm-hmm. And maths is your strong point.
No, just that in New Zealand, it seems like you've got to have a qualification for everything. So being able to go and work at 16 feels like...
You can do an apprenticeship.
Yeah.
You can do an apprenticeship from the youngest age is 16. Or yeah. 15 maybe.
I think it's like 6, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 16. Because I couldn't go to school. Well, I could have gone to school, but all I would have got out of that is less qualifications than what I got from my GCSEs. Because they give you...
Well, your NCEA.
You get points.
Yeah.
Or whatever here.
80 points per
year. Yeah.
120 in your first year.
And I would have only done, like, 6 months of school before I'd been done. Right. So there's no point. And then I couldn't get a full-time job in an industry because I was 15 at the time.
Yeah.
So I went to Wintec for, like, I'm pretty sure it's 6 months or 9 months or something. And did my panel beating and car refinishing. And then when I finished that, I was just over 16, and a friend who I was playing paintball with at the time worked at Modern Transport, Daryl, can't remember his last name, he was a real good cunt too. He moved away somewhere, he had issues with something. And I ended up, he got me the job there, and we had an interview with the owner, and he was like, oh, you're smart, you want to hit ready, right? I'm like, I don't fucking know. He was like, you good at maths? I was like, yeah, I can add. And he was like, right, so what's this? And I was like, and you like quickly rattle it off and you're like, oh, it's got to be around here. I was like, 36. He goes, 35, but pretty close. And I was like, yeah, 1 millimetre here and there. And he goes, yeah. And then I got the job and I was like, ha-ha! Fucking nailed it. And obviously I was an apprentice, so I was a fucking idiot for like the first year, 2 and a half years. And then after that, I was meant to, me and Brian worked together on building and fabricating trailers, and Jason McCluskey, he was there with us. Yeah, it was good times, good times. So it was wicked to see him. I actually really enjoyed seeing him. Got his phone number, might go on a date.
Cute.
His nickname used to be Bunny Bum.
Why?
Brian Bunny Bum.
Why?
Because he used to have real long hair. But he used to tie it up in like a little bunny bum.
Like a little tail?
Yeah. So, yeah, his nickname when I started was Bunny Bum.
Cute.
And I was Sam for about a day. And then it was Pom.
Is that where Pom came from?
Yeah. Yeah, I actually think it would be. From Brian, Daryl... And Ivan. It was Pom.
Mm.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that's where it comes from.
Origin story.
Yeah. I completely.
Because no one would have called you Pom before you moved here.
No, it was my name. It was just my normal name, Sam.
Yeah.
Unless my mum's angry at me, then it's Samuel.
Or I'm angry at you.
Or Samantha. Or you're angry at me, yeah.
Samantha. Did you get called Samantha a lot?
No.
My sister called me Rosemary.
Rosemary?
Yeah.
What the fuck has that got to do with Aiden?
Yeah.
Well, so my dad was... sister was calling me names, right? And I fucking hated it when we were younger. Went to my dad and told her off, as you do, as kids. Yeah, she's calling me names because she was calling me, like, stuff that correlated with my name or just dick. And then my dad turned around and said, at least she's not calling you Rosemary. From that day forward, that was the worst name. She immediately started, as soon as he said it, that was the immediate thing. And when I was younger, that riled me up so much, and it's just stuck.
So does she still call you Rosemary?
She still calls me Rosemary.
Guess what I'm going to call you?
Yeah.
I don't want to know. That's a family thing.
You're like, this cannot leave the family.
It's like James's one, isn't it? It's Cupcake.
Who calls him Cupcake?
Shizzy.
Oh, does she?
His nickname's Cupcake. And when she dropped it one day by accident, and I was like, they're having a conversation. I was like, wait, what? Did I hear that right? The fuck did you just say? And James just looked at me and went, nothing. She said nothing. I was like, no. She said fucking Cupcake. He goes, no, she didn't. I was like, shiz. Did you? Yeah, it's his nickname. It's like, oh, Cupcake.
Cute.
So, yeah. Don't really call it. His nickname's Bolo.
Yeah.
You don't have a nickname, do you?
No.
Damn it. Boo Boo. Don't really count.
Yeah. No one. I don't have a nickname from anyone apart from you.
Mm-hmm. Shithead. Sugar tits. Oi.
They're not Boo-boo. Nicknames.
I had AIDS a lot.
AIDS.
That made sense, though.
I mean, you can only get it once.
Yeah.
I mean, once you've got it, you've got it.
It was AIDS Roundup.
Roundup?
Yeah.
Like the weed killer?
Yeah. Because my sister got a hair dye once, and I was like, oh,
you know, frosted tips.
Play with, no, it wasn't bucket. I thought about it. I was like, what's a cool idea? Oh, I chucked the rest of the dye in my hair. So I put like, I was like, oh, I'll be cool. And I put like a patch in the front of my head. Just the, like a blob of hair dye.
What colour was it?
You're marrying that.
It was blonde. But because my hair's black, it didn't go well.
Orange.
So it was just orange down, and it dripped down. So it dripped down to the side of my face. And so I just had this blob of hair that was ginger.
Yeah, you deserved Roundup.
Yeah, and then I went into my job and they're like, what the fuck did you do to your head? It's like, it's always look like this. Like, no, you're here. I fell into bleach.
I fell onto an orange.
And from that day it was called Roundup. That was at my first job in McGill's and Rich, that was the other name.
Is that one of those like, what is it? When you call like a high guy shorty? Rhetorical.
Oxymoron?
Oh, yeah.
Oxymoron.
Is that one of those nicknames?
No, it wasn't one of those. It is these days. But it was short for Richard Froman. He was a CrossFit champion. Well, I guess it still was oxymoron because I was shit at CrossFit. But, oh shit, now I think about that.
Aww.
Shit.
Oh no.
But that was my nickname when I was at college because I became head student and then I just said I love CrossFit and I have chest hair. That was my first ever speech. That's how I ended my speech. You should
I have CrossFit and love chest hair. I don't know where that goes. I love CrossFit and have chest hair.
Yeah, I was like,
that's how you ended a speech.
Well, yeah, like,
you will never be president.
But I was like, another reason you should come approach me and talk to me guys because I have chest hair. And then I walked away from the podium. Yeah.
Did people approach you because of your chest hair after that?
No, but they approached me and said it was funny, so I was like, cool, that worked.
Fair.
Anyway, France.
Yeah, France. Well... Chest hair.
Yeah, being here we go.
Hairy Segway. Men. Hairy men.
And hairy women.
Segway.
Oh, yeah, hairy women.
Like, do you know, have you heard that word?
Segway.
Like, segway into a new segment?
Yeah.
I've heard of a segway. They fucking roll around on them at the fucking shopping centre. I used to have one.
They're probably called segways because of
they
the
They are
word.
Called segways.
Yeah, but...
But the segways that segway into a new...
Into a new topic.
Yeah, segment. Because they segway into a new segment. So they make way for a segment. Transition.
No need to make it so complicated.
Well, before we talk about France, we'll carry on talking about France. I'm going to pour myself a wine.
How many wines you had today?
None yet. And I've been so excited. I went all the way to the French shop for this wine.
Where the fuck is the French shop in Hamilton?
Right next to Rivoli.
Where we were last night?
Le Cave.
Why didn't you buy... Oh, you couldn't have bought it last night.
It's right next to the French... Oh, I know, you said French shop, It's right next to the Romanian shop.
Is he taking the piss or is there actually a Romanian shop? No.
Well, Romanian shop would just be like the Biltong place, wouldn't it? No, that's South African.
South African. But this has been decanting.
Decanting. Well, it looks so awkward.
I decanted it into...
Who bought us that?
Luke and Izzy.
Luke and Izzy. Shout out Luke and Izzy. Miss you, buddy. You can come home now.
Are you going to finish your champagne?
Le. Oh, we. The we.
The yes. Right, there you go.
It's just...
This should be really nice. I'm very excited.
You know what is really nice?
What?
Jack Daniels.
Well, they don't make Jack Daniels in France.
Well, they fucking should. Le Jack Daniels.
There's two glasses there if you guys want to also partake in some wine.
Vina. That's another name for wine, isn't it?
Vina!
Isn't it? Isn't that what people call it? Vina?
Yeah.
Like Vimter? Vimter's not wine. Same colour, though, isn't it?
A votre santé?
What?
A votre santé.
A votre santé.
Yeah. French with a Hull accent. A votre santé.
A votre
santé.
A votre santé.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Uh-huh. Which is to good health.
It's not that bad.
No. And this is it's got no sulfates in it. Or no added sulfates. So it should help with the hangover tomorrow.
What hangover?
Exactly.
Can't get hangover if we keep going.
Weekend,
so,
baby.
So, yeah, so France. So, obviously, France is known for its wine and winemaking. But it was actually, so ancient and medieval times, there was the Gauls, which were...
The Gauls?
No, the Gauls.
Oh, okay.
Which were the Celtic... Ancient Celtic people that lived in Gaul before it became France.
What am I thinking of?
Charles de Gaulle.
Charles de Gaulle, yeah, that's the one.
No, so these are... I don't know if maybe that does come from that.
Charles same Gaulle, name.
But, yeah.
Same, but different.
Yeah, spelt differently.
Oh, probably not then.
G-A-U-L.
Le.
So, And then, so they were known for making wine and drinking wine. But then the Romans came and conquered France. And
the
then
big boys.
And then it became a much bigger thing in France.
Fucking Romans. They're like the grapes, though, don't they?
They do. And then...
I always feel so sophisticated.
With a glass of wine. These aren't red wine glasses.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Yeah.
Oh, those the bowl ones?
Yeah, red wine glasses are generally bigger, but... Like I said, lots of glasses got smashed when in the first 6 months of living here. So we are down to, these are the only two that match in our house. So I figured we'd have the matching ones. No, not a fan?
It's great.
Grape.
It's grape. It's grape. You're grape.
So in the Middle Ages... The monasteries were the critical people for preserving winemaking techniques and bettering winemaking techniques in France.
Well, they have them like all, on all those parchments stored away, like all the recipes.
Mm. Yeah, so the Benedictine monks.
Benedictine monks. Isn't that a medicine? Benedictine. Something like that.
I'm pretty sure that's... We've got some over there. For...
Benadine. That's a medicine, isn't it?
Yeah. Benadryl.
Benadryl. Is it Benadryl?
Benadryl is a medicine.
Something like that. Bloody French. I bet it's French.
That's hay fever stuff. Benadryl.
I bet it's French.
I don't know. Yeah, so... during the Middle Ages... Wine became very popular among all social classes.
Was it more, like, did it start as more of an upper class thing and then everyone was like, fuck, I'll have a bit of that?
Yeah.
You just started drinking it. The monks. Goonbag.
The monks made it, like, accessible.
You can just imagine a shitload of monks there just being absolutely shit-faced, like, oi, Larry!
Larry the monk.
Come shave me head like yours.
Fry Tuck.
Yeah. That's my nickname in the club chat.
Is it?
Yeah. Fry Tuck.
That's mean.
Why? I don't look at it like that, but clearly my wife does.
Well, why are they calling you Fry Tuck then?
Because of my hair.
Well, yeah.
Fry Tuck was cool.
Okay. Was he? I don't know what he did.
No, he wasn't.
No. Yeah.
I'm going to find the cool facts about Fry Tuck, all right? And you're going to be like, oh, yep.
Cool.
Yep.
Cool.
Cool whip.
And so then, we move into the Renaissance and the Age of Enlightenment.
Wasn't that when all the major painters and artists and architects and, French Renaissance?
Yeah. So wine at that point became associated with luxury and elegance.
Ugh.
Yeah. And it was very popular among the
aristocrats.
Yeah, the aristocracy and royalty.
You see, I'd have turned up to like these big balls and these big patterns. Me and you would have rolled in and you'd have been like, oh yes, a lovely glass of wine. And I'd be like, grab us a Stella, mate. And I'd just have a can of Stella and I'd just be looked at
a can. Back in the Renaissance era.
Oh, yeah, good point. Grab us a fucking tankard of Stella.
Mead,
yeah. And they'd be like, oh, you peasant.
Mm.
I'd be like, it's all right, mate, I'm with the blonde one.
So Louis the 14th.
Louis, that's a good name for a king.
He was a great patron of wine and champagne.
You would be. You wouldn't have to do anything.
He loved it.
He just drank. What did you do? I sit on a big chair and drink piss. How's your day going? Pretty good. It's 9 a.m. and I'm twatted.
Yeah. Well, they couldn't drink water, could they?
Why?
Wouldn't have been clean.
Then why do we have to drink water now? If they didn't drink water back then because it wasn't clean and they just lived off booze, Why do we have to drink water now?
Because we don't want to die at 25.
Didn't they? No, they lived way longer than us. In our life expectancy... No, they didn't. Right.
Our life expectancy has got longer.
Oh, I thought, I thought it was the other way around.
No, we'd be considered like... Yeah, we'd be considered like ancient people at our age right
like
now.
Like a god.
Yeah, they'd be like, holy shit, how are these people still alive?
It's like they had babies at like 12.
Yeah. So, like, you know where, like, there's all these old laws about, like, people being able to get married at, like, 10 and 12 and stuff?
That's those weirdos, yeah.
Yeah, but it's because that was middle-aged.
No shit. Oh, I got that completely wrong then. Good job I wasn't around then. And I wasted all my older years from 15 to 25.
Yeah. I feel like you would have been a bard.
Not good at music stuff.
You can carry a tune.
I can carry a tune.
Yeah.
Can't play.
It'd be that or a joker.
Jester.
Jester, that's the one.
We'd be pretty good at that.
Court jester.
I'd get pissed off though. People would be telling me what to do. I'm like, I do the jokes here, mister. But you would get heaps of free piss, so.
Would you?
Yeah, of course. I'd be like, if I'm the jester, mate, I ain't doing it until you give me four bags of that stuff.
Bags?
And then
you'd
be executed.
Yeah. Yeah, if you think you can talk to anyone above your
pay grade.
Social standing.
I was going to say, they don't have social media back then, babe. Don't be stupid.
Social standing?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you, well, you could try it.
I'd give it a go. I mean,
the French loved a guillotine.
You'd wait till you're 24 before you do it.
Well, like, when you're just about to die.
Yeah, anyway. You'd be like, fuck off.
Just put me out of my misery.
Fuck you, Louis, 14th prick. And then he's like, ooh.
Off with his head.
Yeah. And then the big executor guy's like, ooh, gum gum one dum dum, put head in guillotine. Thunk. Quick and easy, though, innit? You're done. They should bring that back.
I don't feel like it was that long ago that it was finally...
Surely there's still somewhere in the world that allows it.
Oh, yeah, one of those Middle Eastern countries, I'm sure.
Gaza. Too soon. Way too soon.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Jesus.
He's not going to save anyone.
So then the French Revolution. What do you know about the French Revolution?
Well, yeah.
Most of my knowledge comes from Les Mis.
Wasn't it a load of people that got pissed off and started revolting against...
France.
Bigger people, yeah.
Pretty much.
I don't really pay that much attention to France, because England have, like, a weird thing against the French, don't they, for, like...
I think the French have a thing against English people, and so we retaliate back.
Yeah, I've never understood. My dad hates the French.
Same.
And I'm just like, I don't like the French. Fuck the French. And he's like, what, why? And I'm like, I don't know, you don't like them, so I don't like them.
Yeah. Yeah, same.
I have no idea why.
Though I didn't like going to France as a kid because...
It's disgusting.
No, but because they were rude.
In France?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was English.
Probably because their wine's too good for you.
As a child?
I've seen you get drunk.
Not as a kid.
Nah.
But yeah, they'd be rude. Like, you try and speak French to them.
Arrogant.
Yeah.
Like, you do what... So, like, when we go to Spain or France or whatever and you try and speak their language, because you put in a fucking effort.
Yeah.
And then they'd look at you and be like, just speak English, you fuck.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, le fuck you too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't like that.
No.
Not cool.
But yeah, so after the French Revolution, that brought about like equal division of land between church and aristocracy.
Well, like, split it 50-50.
It was a more equal division, yeah.
True. Mm. With the church.
Mm. So it meant that more people were able to own vineyards, and it led to a decline in consumption of wine in the upper classes.
Because they didn't have enough. Because they'd given half of it to the church. Turn water into wine, though, don't you? Who's that? Jesus.
Who's that?
Well, it's like, what's the other one? Moses parted the seas?
Yeah. The Red Sea.
Bollocks. I mean, give him credit, I wasn't there.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anyone do it since.
Yeah. What happened to all these people performing miracles?
The only one I've seen perform a miracle was David Blaine.
I don't know if you could call that a miracle.
He lived in that box for, like, a month.
Yeah. Magic trick.
So you believe in magic?
Yeah, I'm still waiting for my letter to Hogwarts.
Oh, right, you've been waiting a while. You're probably still waiting.
Yeah.
Too old now, love.
I know. Must admit, though, I started reading those books when I was, like, 9.
You read when you were 9?
Wait, you read?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I, honestly, in my whole life, I think I've only ever finished, and honestly, I think I've only ever finished completely reading one book. Ever.
Wow.
Ever. And do you know what that book was?
Probably a biography or something?
No.
Is it a picture book?
No. Well, yeah.
Was it... What was it?
Hungry Caterpillar. I swear to God, that's the only book I've read back to front. Done. And it's not a big book.
If you read it front to back, it's better.
What about the rainbow fish?
The fuck is the rainbow fish?
I don't know what that is.
You've not read The Rainbow Fish.
I literally just told you I've probably read one book, and it's The Hungry Caterpillar.
What is The Rainbow Fish?
Rainbow Fish is like...
Is it a kiwi thing?
No, it's the fish about with the magic scales, how he gives his scales to other people because they feel, like, very down about themselves, so he gives them the glittery scales, and then he's only got one left at the end of the story.
So you've got a big gay flamboyant fish handing out his gayness to other people to make them happy and gay.
Cute, but I don't think that's a thing in England.
That is not a thing in England.
Oh.
I think that's a key
word. I don't even read books and I know that's not a thing.
It might be an
England.
Australian book, I don't know, like, but it's certainly not. I've never even heard of it.
You guys The Rainbow Fish.
Have you read The Hungry Caterpillar?
Yes.
It's a fucking good book.
It is a good book.
They should make it into a movie, just saying, short film.
No, but I feel like if you make it into a movie, that's a horror movie.
Nah.
It's all
about how it becomes beautiful.
Yeah,
by eating everything.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure a person gets eaten at some point.
Oh, Hungry Caterpillar, you're watching The Human Centipede. You're not fucking watching Hungry Caterpillar.
And that is completely different.
I know.
I've seen those movies.
Didn't someone eat a spider? I'm in a different book.
It's a different book.
What does a Hungry Caterpillar eat?
He eats leaves and apples and pears.
And not human flesh.
And not humans' buttholes.
I've read a different book.
I think you should read The Hungry Caterpillar.
Maybe I should. I want to know what book I'm thinking of.
And
now.
Then he cocoons off and he turns into a beautiful butterfly.
Cute.
Exactly, it's a happy ending.
What have I read?
Fuck.
Don't know, but I'm worried. Have you never read The Hungry Caterpillar then?
Yeah.
Apparently not.
I've read so many books.
I've read Harry Potter start to finish. Never read Hungry Caterpillar.
No. My favourite book when I was younger was a book about Tigger.
Does Tigger eat people?
No.
I'm so glad you said Tigger.
Why? Not Tiger.
But
Winnie the Pooh Tigger.
Yeah.
The butt of honey.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a little kid's book. Like, what
are the little tiny ones?
Yeah, where the book, where the pages are like...
Like 10 millimetres thick?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great. But I get through those pretty quick. I must have had one of those read to me once or twice.
I knew that off by heart, so I'd like request it for my bedtime story.
So you could read it and then be like, I want another!
No, my parents would be reading it to me and I'd just be saying it along with them. Because I was like...
Although, I see you got read to as a kid.
I slept in a box. And it wasn't a coffin.
I feel like you didn't. I feel like...
Did you get read to as a kid?
I got, like, read to a lot where, like, they didn't actually read a book. They just, like, made up a story. And then I found out later they didn't really make up a story. They were just telling me stories that already existed.
So I'm the only one you got read to.
I don't know if I did.
I feel like I demanded it. Also, I'm an only child.
I don't know if I did. I don't remember anything before the age of six, five, six. I don't remember anything before that.
I don't either. I just
know why? Because we're all clones.
I just know that I loved that book.
When I was younger than that. Like,
really?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Like, I can't recount everything.
Yeah, you're full of it.
I remember things. Like, I remember specific mornings, getting up, having particular conversations.
Wow.
Before you were five?
Yeah.
I didn't talk till I was at least 12. I'm joking. I could talk well before that. I was good with words.
Wait. Good with words.
I was really obsessed with those, like, Shirley Barber books when I was a kid.
Why?
Well, it's real easy and old because you miss half letters and words out.
It's true.
The, like, the fairy ones. I think it might be a bit of a New Zealand thing.
Yeah.
I think she was actually a New Zealand writer.
Is it like The Hungry Caterpillar?
I like Enid Blyton books.
I still don't read.
Neither. I read articles about aliens.
He reads conspiracy theories.
And if I can, if there's a video of someone else saying it to me, I'll just play the video.
I love reading, but I don't have time.
Whose fault's that?
All the shows that keep coming out.
Yeah. It is not my fault. It's all the plays that keep getting put on.
You're like, oh, hey, babe, you finally finished your plate. Oh, you're really going to hate me. What have you fucking done? What have you bought? I haven't bought anything. All right, we've saved one thing. What are you doing? Doing another play tomorrow. You motherfucker.
Yeah.
Right, back to France.
France. Le France.
Oui.
Poo-poo. Not all pee-pee times are poo-poo times, but all poo-poo times are pee-pee times.
Glad you got that on the podcast.
Wee-wee. Wee-wee.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so, drinking. Oh, my eyes.
What's wrong with your eyes?
It's watering.
Oh, crying.
Yeah.
Why?
Don't know.
Oh. Little sniffles.
Mm. So, yeah. So, as I was saying before, wine is often drunk with food.
Where's my snacks?
There is some French cheese in the fridge. This is a snack.
That would have been fucking brilliant if we had a couple of... They don't make them anymore, do they?
They're not French, though, are they?
No, they're
not. How could you have the name Le Snack and it's not French?
I mean, why do you have a French martini? That wasn't originated in French either.
Yeah, true.
In French.
Yeah.
In France.
I just...
I'm getting married to it.
That.
Yeah, she's getting married to you, though, so...
Oh, yeah, true. Even by
Is that a drink?
Yeah, so, when I went to the French shop to buy the wine today...
You got carried away.
I saw this. If you're watching on the video... Well, I don't know. So, this is grenadine. And this just brought back so many memories
never
for me.
I've never had it.
Every time I'd go to France on a school trip...
I'd get pissed up on grenadine.
No, it's just... I haven't even opened it.
What is it, like cream?
No, it's...
Whipped
like,
cream?
It's syrup.
Oh.
That you put in your drink.
Oh, is it not even alcoholic?
Be careful.
No. I was a child. I could not buy alcohol.
Because it's like... The reddest drink ever.
Yeah,
and
don't spill it.
Wearing the whitest onesie ever.
I was also just drinking red wine. Like.
Smells like the centre of a jammy dodger.
Yeah. And I don't... I just used to love this shit.
You're just going to sit there and sniff it.
Is it like jam?
Yeah. But it's like cordial. It's like French cordial.
You made juice out of it?
Yeah.
I'll try that later.
Yeah. I figured you'd like it. It's like
you've probably never had a proper You've had a proper jammy dodger.
I have actually.
All right, describe what they look like.
Oh, they're just like.
Well, they're fucking huge. If you have.
She's not doing it to scale.
Oh, okay.
Rounded biscuit with like a hole in the middle.
Yeah, they look like Shrewsbury's, but better.
Yeah. All right. Okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
The family was a bit obsessed with show that took place in England.
And they had them in that.
2 pints.
Oh yeah, 2 pints.
2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps. Yeah.
Loved that show.
So when we found some, we're like, we have to.
They're fucking good.
Because that's his big thing.
Yeah.
It's shortbread, isn't it? Shortbread with jam in the middle.
Yeah, I think it is actually. I don't think I've ever thought about what the biscuit is, but it's shortbread.
Is it just like the biscuits we have in New Zealand?
No.
Strawberry.
They're like Shrewsbury. Jesus.
Similar idea. The schnazberries taste like schnazberries.
But yeah, they don't taste the same, but it's the same idea. And okay. But jammy dodgers are better, but that's probably just because that's what I grew up on.
Better and I didn't grow up on it.
Oh,
yeah. So, but I also quite like shortbread.
I like shortbread. The majority of English food to New Zealand food is way better.
Yeah.
Like,
most of New Zealand food
is shit.
Is based on English food.
Exactly, so it's not as good.
Yeah.
What's next on the agenda?
Well, I'll have more wine if you're...
I'll have another.
It's like he's on a wine tour.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just had to bring that out. And I showed this to Sam before and was like, did you ever get this? Like, and he was like, no, I don't know what
this is. This'll bring back memories. I was like, the fuck is that?
This stuff just... It was like the one thing. And because we'd always go to a hypermarket.
Back in my day.
Did you ever go by Calais to France?
Of course I did, because you go from my granddad's old place across to Calais.
Oh, right, okay. So, yeah, so in Calais they have a hypermarket, which is like a giant supermarket.
Makes Gilmore's look like shit.
Yeah.
Tesco's
makes Gilmore's look like shit.
Yeah, no, I'm going to word that better. It's like if you took every pack and save in the Waikato and put them in a giant warehouse on a big scale. That's what it looks like.
So like Costco?
No, bigger.
Where?
Oh, okay.
Like stupid. Okay. And you can get everything.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it would be, it'd be bigger than Costco. And
I want to go to Costco. My mate's got one. Jared's got one. We can just steal his.
We can get one.
We can get one.
Is it like you need a business, like Gilmore's?
Yeah.
Oh, then we can get one.
No, I'm pretty sure you need... No, you don't.
It doesn't need to be a business.
No, Costco is you just buy a membership. That's how they make most of the money.
Well, I'm not paying for it. I'll just use Jared's.
Mm.
And then we'll just go...
James has got one, I think.
Just buy heaps of shit.
That's actually an interesting fact. I think the memberships from Costco make up 91% of their annual revenue.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No shit.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Is it like a gym membership? Where, like, people will get it and then not go? And so, like...
That makes a lot of sense, though.
So that's why everything's so cheap, because they're, like, they're making more than enough money for the
membership. Yeah, they'd get everything at cost.
Yeah.
Costco.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they'd just make a fuck ton of money on membership, wouldn't they?
Mm.
Daddy dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck them. Just one guy buys one membership and it's shared around 4 million people in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Right, back to France. Anyways, we're getting way too decorative about the...
Decorative.
That's a good idea. We could buy a load of Christmas decorations from Costco. No, back to France.
I wonder if they've got Halloween outfits.
Probably. France.
Do they celebrate Halloween in France?
Everywhere
does.
Do they
sell Halloween?
Celebrate.
I don't know.
Must do.
It's not as... Well, it is a lot bigger now, I'm sure, in England. But when we were kids...
Halloween?
Wasn't that big.
Fucking massive.
Was it? In Hull? It wasn't for me where I lived. I don't know.
What a dig.
Probably because you lived in the middle of buttfuck nowhere and you couldn't go to your neighbours because it'd take you 5 hours to walk across your fucking paddock. Never mind, I'll take the Rolls Royce.
I didn't have a Rolls Royce.
I'll take the Land Rover.
We had a Jaguar.
I'll take the Jaguar. Cunt. You know what I had? A push bike.
Oh yeah, I didn't personally have a Jag. Dad had a Jag.
Your chauffeur.
And Mum had a Land Rover.
Oh. I've walked.
I couldn't walk because it was a 10-mile fucking bike ride to school.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I've ever actually... I'm going to work this out now, how far away my...
We had a Honda.
My school was.
Our school was so far... I went and seen her school.
Yeah.
Motherfucker is like a mini Hogwarts. We pulled in and I was like, fuck off, cunt. She's like, this is where I went to school. I'm like, course it is. Fucking course it is. Look at it. And she goes, it's all right. All right. It was like any expense, like the most expensive building in all, wouldn't even equate to half of this school.
It was just an old house, an old building.
An old house. That school's an old house.
Yeah.
That's for four kings.
No, the original building's not that big. It was a mansion, yeah. But, like, there's lots of new buildings there. So they've,
I'm
like,
a bit of a half live sometimes.
We were driving round all, and she goes, it's not that bad. And I'm like, yeah, this is the nice area. And then we started driving around the shittier areas, and the shittier areas were like, oh, yeah.
There's shitty areas around where I'm from.
That look like the nice areas from where I'm
no.
from.
No. Oh, God, I obviously didn't take you into the depths of Crawley enough. And it's not the nicest area. I'm like trying to find like some Google images.
Oh. Is that your school?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
No, that's not my school. I don't know where that is. I don't know where this picture's come from.
We're still on a podcast.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
weirdly enough.
We've probably linked two things so far.
So,
oh, yeah, shit. Where was I? Le France.
Because I didn't give you your Le Snack.
Could probably just cut out 20 minutes right in the middle there.
There is brie in the fridge.
Brie.
From the French shop.
Nah, I'm all right.
You don't like brie?
I don't mind brie.
Well, I'll eat it.
You can have it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You got crackers. Oh, you got French stick.
Yeah, I did.
Novel end. Just cheese, yeah. Just eat the block of cheese.
Yeah.
Crack on.
Quick
fire round. Boom, 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 boom. Oh. I'm after now.
So I've already talked about aperitifs and digestifs.
Yeah. Biscuits.
Yeah.
Oh, I can scratch it off, can't I?
Yeah. But, so France has two drinking ages. It has a drinking age for beer, wine, and cider.
18.
No, beer, wine, 16? And cider is 16.
Yeah.
And then spirits and cocktails and stuff is 18.
That's quite good, isn't it?
Yeah. Why don't you use the guitar pick that we've got?
What?
You were going to tell me to shut up then, weren't you?
Yeah.
You're going to be like, why don't you shut up?
Yeah, and I didn't say it though, did I?
You realised I had it.
Yeah, because I realised you were right. Just like everything, my darling. You're always right.
So, I didn't go out specifically and buy an aperitif, a digestif for us, because,
I mean,
you wouldn't like it, but we had some cognac.
You know, the worst thing is, our friend Bolo gave us that cognac.
I have no idea why.
You know, I do.
Because he likes it?
No, because it's fucking shit.
It doesn't explain why he bought it for us.
He didn't buy it for us. I guarantee you, and I bet you fucking listen to this, Bolo, I guarantee you that was in his fucking cupboard since he was a fucking child.
Well, it wasn't opened. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tonton.
Tonic is having a drink.
Because I remember he brought that fucking bottle round and I went, ooh, fancy. Never tried it, didn't know what the fuck it was. Had a mouthful and went, not so fancy, that is fucking wank. Yeah. It is fucking rank. You're going to try that. And you.
We had this discussion in like the second episode of season one, right?
Did we?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, same. I'm clearly fucking right. Oh, yeah. It's...
But that's going to be our ending shot.
What, mean you're not going to shot champagne?
We haven't got any champagne left.
We drank it all.
So, no, we're not going to shot... Oh, baby, this will be
it's raining.
Right, so shall we pour the shots?
Yeah, go on then. Is Aidan and Ali having one? Yeah, you were. There's two shot glasses on the window.
Yeah. So this is Vsop. St. Remy Vsop. Cognac.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
The smell.
Yeah.
Pizza.
Yeah.
That just makes me feel like pizza.
Pizza.
Okay. Yeah, that's me.
What?
Yeah, they stand on an angle.
Because they're the Leaning Tower.
Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Yeah, I got it.
Fucking hell. Did you only just get that?
Yeah. I went to put it down. I was like, fuck, that's going to fall. Oh.
That's going to fall over, that is.
Yeah, that's yours.
Oh, God. Oh, my shit. You need to pee. Ali needs to pee.
She's going to be here.
She's going to... If you shut the door, like a big girl.
And we all stay really quiet.
All of a sudden you get the old... You dirty dog.
Shut.
Keen. Little baby.
Okay, so...
It's just not on...
What's the French for cheers?
Have
another one.
Yeah, have another. What is it?
A votre santé.
A votre santé.
A votre santé. So, get the...
A votre santé.
Why the Russian accent?
Oh, that is so shit. That's fucking rank, isn't it?
I literally felt that go down my arm.
It tastes like battery acid.
I've never tasted it.
It was a rough childhood.
Youch.
Okay, so what's your ratings?
Mum. G-H Mum. 3.
3?
Yeah. You got air in your one. Yeah, 3.
What about this wine?
This wine, I'll actually give a 6.
6?
Yeah. And for me on wine, that's pretty fucking high.
Ooh.
I actually haven't minded this.
It's a nice wine, eh?
Yeah. And the shot can fuck off. It's getting a 1.
A 1 for the shot?
Nah, it's getting a 1. It's fucking yuck.
I'll give it a 2 because it was rough going down, but it didn't linger.
Nah, it's shit. It's a 1.
This wine.
This wine, John.
Goes very nicely.
I could do with a fag, though. A cigarette. You looked at me like I meant something else.
I was like, I just don't think I can.
You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It tastes fantastic.
We heard everything.
Yeah, it's a 10.5.
Minus
the 10. It tastes amazing. You'd honestly think it's the best shot you'll ever have.
Yeah.
I heard you
were from the bathroom. Ugh. That was Pig. Look, see? She's still trying to get rid of it.
It's all right. Yeah.
Oh, it just tastes great.
There's something else that we had as a shot that was worse, that literally smelt like nail polish remover.
The way that you did the holding the wine glass, you're just like, it just tastes great.
It's brilliant. Well, I think that's the end of this episode because I'm over drinking shit.
I thought you said you liked the wine.
No, the wine's all right. I said I liked it. I said it's all right, yeah. But I also really need to take a poo. And...
Lovely.
I need it. That's why you married me, love.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, thanks, everyone.
See you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Tuesday.
That's a wrap on today's journey with Boozed Up Brits Abroad. But hey, the adventure never truly ends. Remember, the fun continues on all your favourite platforms. Connect with us on YouTube, Facebook and Instagram and share your thoughts and let us know what you've been sipping on while you listen. And if you've got suggestions for future destinations, we're all ears.
As always, see you next year.